Welcome to Captivate the Room with your host, internationally known voice expert, Tracy Goodwin, an award-winning speaker who has taught hundreds around the globe to make a big impact with their voice. This podcast is for anyone who wants to step onto a bigger stage, make a bigger impact, and have a voice that makes people listen. Presentation matters, and the voice is the missing link. Join in and you'll see why.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Tracy Goodwin, and I teach people how to make a bigger impact with their message using their voice. You can find out more about me at captivatetheroom.com. And I really want you to go over there and check out, and I'll put them in the show notes too. I've got two new challenges coming out. I've got a 5-day podcast voice challenge. So if you are doing a podcast or thinking about doing a podcast, you really want to have some voice technique for that. So join me in that 5-day challenge. I'd love to work with you. And then I've got another 5-day challenge for my voice on live stream and video course so that we can get you making a bigger impact in your live streams, really building your following and converting and compelling people to take action. Because that's what the voice does. And that is what I'm talking about today. And I'm really excited about this particular episode because I want to talk about the words are everything and they are nothing. It is how you bring them to life that makes the difference. I'm sure you've heard this, the quote, the statistic, whatever you want to call it. The words cannot make us feel anything. It is what you do with your voice that makes us feel something. Think about this. Think about when you've gone to a funeral, when you've gone to a wedding, when you've gone to on a date with a boss, whatever. How much of the words do you remember versus how you felt? The voice is the tool that has the power to make your audience feel something. And if you are just relying on the words, which 99% of the time when people come to work with me and people who don't even come to work with me, you're giving all the power to the words. And the words are not going to compel me to take action. If you want to connect with people, if you want to compel people to take an action, if you want to convert people into customers, you've got to use your voice to touch their emotions. I say this all the time. You know, I'm the last stop on the train, I feel like, because people go to the copywriter and they go to the marketing and they go to the Facebook ads and they go to this and they go to that. And there's no criticism of that. But you can have all of that. And if you're not getting where you want to be, if you're not catapulting your business, if you're not having the success that you want, it's time to take a look at the missing link, your voice, because what's happening is people are giving too much power to the words. They're getting up in their head. They're giving all the power to the words. They're going really fast because they don't want to lose the audience and they're relying on the words. I'll keep my audience captivated by going really fast. If I go really fast, I'll keep them with me. No, because you're relying on the words and you're not taking us on a voice journey. You're just delivering words. And time and time and time again, I hear people giving the power to the words. You know, I've just recently launched that live stream and video course, and oh, what a blast in that course, in voice assessments, in private clients, in watching people and working with people. I see this so much and it's so crucial to talk about because it's so easy to fix. And when you fix it, everything can change. And I get it. We give power to the words. I have always made the comment that people don't come to me until the very end. They've done everything else first. And that's okay, because I understand that kind of the way the world works is that the words are the most important. So entrepreneurs, business leaders, actors even, you know, they focus on the words and the script and the copy and the copywriting and the ads and what do the ads say and what is the audience and what's my market and how do I market to them? And all of that is important. But if you stop there, you are missing the chance to touch us on an emotional level. And if you want to convert your sales, if you want to catapult your business, if you want to create connection, you've got to touch my emotions. And the words can't do that. The voice is the tool. The voice is the orchestra of the heart. It is the tool that will affect my senses, touch my emotions, and cause me to take action. And I'm actually going to probably do a whole show on something I call retell versus relive. I can't go on your journey with you because it's not my journey. The words are your journey. They are the language of your customer. They are the language of your experience. They are the language of your brand, your style, what you want to say, what you're doing, what you're selling. But my story is different, even if it is the same. So what has to happen is that you have to use your voice to bring those words to life so that you touch my emotions. Because the words can't do it alone. And what I see people doing is relying on the words, giving all the power to the words. And let me tell you how you know if you are doing this. Let me tell you how this manifests and how I spot it instantly. And, you know, I say this about so many things. Don't get paranoid. I don't think that your customers are identifying and pinpointing like I am, but they feel it and they hear it. And it really does become the difference in, here's my Visa number, write it down. I want to buy everything you've got. And let me think about it. And I get that a lot from people. You know, entrepreneurs will come and work with me. They know that their voice is an issue. And one of the things that, you know, finally convinced them to come and take action on this most important tool, this missing link, your voice, is that they were hearing a whole lot of, well, let me think about it. And the person was never coming back. Now, you know, there's other factors that play into it. I know that, but the voice can be a deal breaker. So when you're giving all the power to the words, this is what is happening. First and foremost, a lot of times I'll see people that they're going really fast. They're delivering their words. They're getting all the words out. Their speed is incredibly fast. They're rushing through their message on their live stream, on their podcast, on their live presentation, on their discovery calls. They're going really fast. Just go, 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 go. That instantly tells me that they are giving all the power to the words because they are focusing on the words. They don't want to forget the words. They feel that the message is so important that they can't mess up the words. Perfectionists will do this. I have a lot of clients that are perfectionists. And they're so bogged down in getting the words out perfectly that there's no way they can bring them to life. And they're going really fast and they're focusing on the words and they're giving all the power to the words and they've got to hurry up and get the words out and they're thinking about the words. When you're up in your head, your voice cannot come to life because you're thinking about the words. So when you go fast, what I feel is a voice barrier. And I've been talking about voice barriers a lot lately in my Facebook group. And I've been doing live hot seat coaching. And I've been doing 2-hour workshop boot camps where I can tell you what your voice barrier is and tell you exactly how to get rid of it. Voice barriers are deal breakers. And when you go really fast hammering words at me, it creates a voice barrier because I feel you pushing at me. I feel you hammering at me. I feel aggression. Now, you might not be aggressive at all. In fact, I've worked with some of the nicest, sweetest, meekest people ever, and they go really fast, and they're going really fast, and I just feel like a hammer, 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 because that's what that speed does. That speed creates a barrier that says, I'm not letting you in under any freaking circumstances. And then you wonder why you can't connect with your voice. And you wonder why your copy's not working. And you wonder why your Facebook ad isn't sync, you know, your numbers look good. Why aren't you sealing the deal? Because you haven't done the voice work. And you're hammering words fast. And I can't connect to that because you're not letting me in. This, you know, like I mentioned, it's also, you're up in your head. You're thinking about your words. You're thinking about getting the words out just right. You're thinking about how perfect the words have to be. When you're in your head, your voice cannot work. It becomes crucial. And I do this with so many people. This is the launch pad for so many people I work with, is getting them back in their body, recalibrating their speed, utilizing the use of variables in speed, getting rid of the barrier so that we can connect. If I can't connect with you, forget even to the point of touching my heart, you know, touching my emotions. If we can't even get past the connection phase because of a voice barrier, I'm not going to give you my money. I hope you're in my Facebook group. I talk about the voice barrier boot camps in my Facebook group. And if you're on my list, you get emails about them. It's really cool. I take a handful of people and we work online and I listen to them for a few minutes and tell them what their barriers are and tell them how to get rid of them. It's really cool. So there are other things moving on with this. Words are everything. The words are nothing. And they're, you know, it's how you bring them to life that matters. Another thing that happens when you're solely focused on the words is because you are thinking, you work inside a box that ends up, you're very flat. I've got to focus on the words. Even if you're not going fast, you're going flat. So I'm thinking about the words and I've got to tell you about this incredible offer that's coming up. I've got a great program I'm rolling out, and I think it's extraordinary and it's very unique. No one is doing anything like this. And I think if, you know, only for the first 5 people that show a sign up for it, I will give you you see, you're focused on the words. You're like, oh, I got to get these words right. I'm not getting these words right. And I'm like, yeah, not interested. Okay. I have to be able to connect. When you get up in your head, which is what happens when you're focusing on your words, you work in a box that creates another voice barrier and does not captivate me when you're working in that flatter box. All right? When you work in that flat box, you're not using all elements of variety. And when you're not using all elements of variety, you're not touching my senses. You're using one or maybe two, but it's all so guarded and full of barriers and full of thinking that you can't touch my emotions. Another thing that happens when you get so focused on the words, and this is really interesting, and I talk about this in Bottom Lining It, and I'm going to do an episode on Bottom Lining It, which is really another big thing. You repeat yourself. You say it this way, and you can feel intuitively, you know, on a subconscious level, you know you didn't make the impact. So you kind of turn around this way and you repeat it, but you put a little bit different spin on it, but it's the same thing. You're just saying it a little bit different, still relying on the words, which is the problem. And this is one of the things in my live stream course that we work on, because especially when people get in front of the camera, especially when people get behind the mic, especially when people go off the cuff, they're so focused on the words that they end up repeating things four or five different ways to make sure you get it. And we do that because we ourselves are not feeling the impact. And let me tell you, the impact, you're not feeling it, and it has nothing to do with the words. It has to do with the fact that you're not connected to the passion and letting the words be secondary to what you're doing with them, with your voice, to touch my emotions. So I say it this way, and it's kind of not happening. And I know that, I feel that. So I come over here and I'll say it this way. And that's not really happening either. So let me try it again. And I'll say it this way. And that didn't really do it. So let me try a fourth time. And I'm gonna change up the words, because it's clearly the words. It's not the words, it's what you're doing with the words that is repelling me. And that is literally what is happening. We're trying to draw people closer. We're trying to connect with people. We're trying to touch people's lives, touch their hearts, change their trajectory. And we're repelling them because of our voice. I'll probably be dumbfounded the rest of my life at the tragedy of people who don't step into the power of their voice. And the funny thing about it is, you know, when I work with people, I usually don't work with people longer than a month. In the big picture of life, when you keep doing the same thing over and over again and not getting a different result, what is a month? Or maybe 2 months. So if you are relating to any of these things on this list, it's highly possible that you're giving all your power to the words and you're just not bringing them to life. Now, granted, there's technique to that. You know, I think that regulating vocal variety and making it your own is tricky, but I've taught people to do it for 30 years, so I know that it is doable. So let's just do a quick recap. The whole overriding concept today is the words are everything and they are nothing. It is how you bring them to life that changes me, that affects my life, that touches my senses and in turn affects my emotions. I talk about this in length when I talk about the five elements of variety and how you must learn to regulate them so that you touch all five of my senses, so that you don't have a go-to, you don't have a pattern, that you have an orchestra. And you can go, you know, vocal orchestra, and you can go back and listen to those episodes. I talk in length about it. So how do we know if we're putting too much power in the words? We're going too fast. That's oftentimes the first thing that you want to look at. And, you know, even before that, ask yourself, are you analytical? Are you a perfectionist? Are you nervous? There's lots of factors. Are you an introvert? You know, a lot of people that don't even want to use their voice. A lot of people come to me, they don't even want to use their voice. They're introverted, they're nervous, they've had a bad psychology of the voice experience. They don't even want to put the words out, so they hurry up and get them out. Speed is linked to vulnerability. If you're ramming your words out as fast as you can because you're a perfectionist or because of a psychology of the voice story, you're struggling to step into the vulnerability and the power of your voice and vulnerability, and so you're missing connection. So that first thing to look at is speed, because what that speed does is push at me and hammer at me and create a voice barrier that I cannot connect with. Are you up in your head thinking about the words? You know, if you are, everybody says to me, oh yeah, I'm always up in my head. Tracy, what do? I'm always up in my head. Well, we've got to work on getting you in your body. But if you are up in your head, you're disconnected from your voice, and so your voice is going to go flat. When your voice goes flat, you're not using variety, you're not regulating variety, which is the tool to touch my emotions. Are you repeating your words over and over and over a different way? I see this in video. I see it in live speaking. I see it with complex material. And what happens when you repeat that over and over and over again is we check out. We just check out. So the words are everything, and they are nothing. If you are giving all the power to the words, then we need to talk, because we need to get you using your voice, getting rid of your voice barriers so that we can connect to you, so that I can give you the job, so that I can hire you to do the work, so that I can connect with you. You ever have meet people and you're like, oh, I didn't feel like I know you, known you my whole life. Part of that is no voice barriers. Very easy to connect to. So I want you to think about that. Think about, are you giving all the power to your words? Because you want to shift that. If you really want to catapult your business and your personal life too, then you really need to look at that. So that's it for today. I want you to check out the podcast challenge. Again, that's at bit.ly/podchallenge. And if you haven't joined my Facebook group yet and you want to get great voice tips, I'd love to have you join. I'll put the link in the show notes. But that's it for today. So until I see you next time, you know what to do. Get out there and speak your truth. Just do it beautifully.